My name is Karen Runlett, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. The following segment is part of an occasional series of conversations with local entrepreneurs, innovators, and community futurists. Vincent Gonzalez almost left Miami, but he received funding for his idea just in time.
I was about to leave to San Francisco because I felt like there wasn't something right for me. And then one of my mentors was like, if you don't see it, make it happen.
The Knight Foundation awarded Gonzalez a $75,000 grant last week for his digital civic startup idea called Our City Thoughts. Our City Thoughts is a website and a branding nonprofit agency where Gonzalez says the bottom line is social good.
Our biggest mission for City Thoughts is really to redefine Miami.
The website will feature videos and stories about Miami-Dade County millennials, young people working to improve the community. Gonzalez counts himself as one of them. He grew up in Miami since age 3 and wants to rebrand his community.
Miami's image is not aligned with the reality of what is happening right now in our city.
What is happening right now?
You know, Miami is at a threshold as a beautiful place, right? A beautiful environment that also can be forward-thinking. It can be innovative. We're so much more than just the life of the party now.
He says his civic sensibilities really started to burst while he was in college, honors college at Miami-Dade, and then off to Boston to get his bachelor's degree. But it was spending time in, of all places, Iceland, 2 years ago, that changed everything for Gonzalez. Gonzalez completed a fellowship in Reykjavik. In 2011, Iceland was reeling from a banking crisis, the weak global economy, and destruction from volcanic eruptions.
The place that I visited when I went to Iceland was trying to recuperate the chaos that it was experiencing financially and also as a brand, you know, a nation brand. And Miami isn't in that same type of chaos, but we still have a lot of those challenges. I remember we sat down with a real estate developer in Iceland, and I asked him a question about like how they were managing their waterfront. And he was like, well, you know, we're not really thinking about that just now because of everything that's happening. And then I was like, you know, in Miami, we're, for the first time, I think, really thinking about how to use the waterfront to create community. And that filled me with pride. I was like, wow, you know, like my city.
Do you think this technology, this innovation is bleeding out to the deepest western parts of Kendall, for instance?
You know, it's so funny you say that because my community manager, he lives in Kendall. And, well, he's trying to get people to open their houses up in Kendall and create community.
Think communal style living of the 1960s, minus the politics, but full of technology and creativity talk.
So the name of the nonprofit is Our City Thoughts. City of Miami, does that leave out so many other people in Miami-Dade County?
Well, no, actually. You know, Our City Thoughts, city is supposed to be a metaphor. Taking it to a little bit of an academic notion, right? City is a space where people can come together and convene, right? It is the epitome of the public space. And the question that we ask them is, how are you redefining Miami? The answers that we have gotten will make the hairs on your arms raise.
At age 25, Gonzalez says his first mission is to change the narrative about Miami. His second is to get his peers to return or to stay.
And there's amazing people that are from Miami that have left that I hope come back.
From the destruction and chaos in Iceland came a talent retention plan for sunny international Miami. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Karen Runlett.